Simon and Schuster Audio presents Mindhunter. Inside the FBI's Elite Serial Crime Unit. By John E. Douglas and Mark Olshaker. Read by Richard M. Davidson.
Prologue. I must be in hell. I must be in hell. It was the only logical explanation. I was tied down and naked. The pain was unbearable. My arms and legs were being lacerated by some kind of blade. Every orifice of my body had been penetrated. I was choking and gagging from something shoved down my throat. Sharp objects had been stuck in my penis and rectum, and felt like they were tearing me apart. I was bathed in sweat. Then I realized what was happening. I was being tortured to death by all the killers and rapists and child molesters I'd put away in my career. Now I was the victim, and I couldn't fight back. I knew the way these guys operated. I'd seen it over and over again. They had a need to manipulate and dominate their prey. They wanted to be able to decide whether or not their victim should live or die, or how the victim should die. They'd keep me alive as long as my body would hold out, reviving me when I passed out or was close to death, always inflicting as much pain and suffering as possible. Some of them could go on for days like that. They wanted to show me they were in total control, that I was completely at their mercy. The more I cried out, the more I begged for relief, the more I would fuel and energize their dark fantasies. If I would plead for my life or regress or call out for my mommy or daddy, that would really get them off. This was my payback for 6 years of hunting the worst men on earth. My heart was racing. I was burning up. I felt a horrible jab as they inched the sharp stick even farther up my penis. My entire body convulsed in agony. Please, God, if I'm still alive, let me die quickly. And if I'm dead, deliver me quickly from the tortures of hell. Then I saw an intense, bright white light, just like I'd heard about people seeing at the moment of death. I expected to see Christ or angels or the devil. I'd heard about that too. But all I saw was that bright white light. But I did hear a voice, a comforting, reassuring voice, the most calming sound.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?